stewards, just hakdama to the parak al derech machshava. Just feel really just 2 minutes. It's an interesting thing that parak goes to mila, so it's clearly part of the Sefer Shabbos because it's talking about Shabbos that mila is docha Shabbos, has to the Shabbos. But really, all the din of mila, the whole sugya of mila, is all in this parak. All of Hilchos mila more or less come from this parak. It's just an interesting thing, that why is it that mila is in Shabbos? Why is that the place for Hilchos mila? So a little bit of highlights of the Gemara is going to say later. The Gemara, when it's telling us why mila is docha Shabbos, so one of the reasons it says is because we find, just like Shabbos is called an oath between Hashem and the Kali Yisrael, it's called a bris between Hashem, it's Lidoros. So we find those same Lashonos that are said by Shabbos, the same Lashonos are said by mila. The Kali said mila is something to do with Shabbos. Something to do with Shabbos, and it's Shabbos, but it's bigger than Shabbos. And it's something that's connected to Shalom Zachar. I was pointed out by Shalom Zachar, the Chashivas of the Shabbos before the Mila, it's based on a Medrash. So the Medrash says that there has to be a Shabbos, the baby has to experience Shabbos before he can have Mila, because Shabbos is like bringing the baby to the queen, and Bris is like bringing to the king. I'm curious what that means, we're not going to say. But just that there's something to do with Shabbos, and then this Mila is like Docha Shabbos, because it's bigger than Shabbos. Mila's somehow more than Stam Shabbos. There's just an extra you could say why this is in the very end of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the last words on Shabbos, it says that Hashem was Shabbos, Mikom Lachto Asher Bara Elokim Lassos. That Hashem was Bara Lassos. So it says in the Medrash, what does that word mean, Lassos? Last word of Ma'aseh Bereishis, everything was created, Lassos. So it says Lassos means that Hashem, when he made the world, it was imperfect, and it was made lassos that a person should perfect it, that a person should be attacking it. So the Medrash says, what's lassos? It says lassos is mila. Person is incomplete. He's, the way he's created, Ma'aseh Bereishis, is with this arla, and when we do mila, we're being attacking the mashlam debria. So I thought actually that could be the connection here, is that the mila is Hashlama, that there's a level of Hashlama that's above Shabbos, is Mila. Because that's the full Shlemus of the Bria, that it becomes Shalem through a person's Avodah to be Mistaken himself, through that Tikkun. Actually, you could say that's why this is such a part of Shabbos, from Lazar to Mila. Okay. Now the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us that Mila's Docha Shabbos, everyone agrees Mila's Docha Shabbos. It's learned in the Gemara. The main place it's learned from is from the extra pasuk Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Arlaso. Yom Hashmini is extra on the eighth day. That the eighth day, even if it's Shabbos, still you do a Mila. Mila is Docha Shabbos. But the Mishnah tells us there's a machlokus. Rabbi Akiva says the only thing that's Docha Shabbos is the actual Mila. If you don't have the knife, the Yerushalmi says, even if you had a knife and the knife broke, still you can't be Mechal Shabbos to bring another knife, because all we have is the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Right? The Drush is a Chiddush, really, even though normally I say it's Docha Lo Saseh, but by Shabbos, and Essay is not Docha Shabbos, because Shabbos is a Chi of Kareis, and also because Shabbos is not just a Lo Saseh, it's also a Naseh. Shabbos itself, so you need a special tzeir sakasa, that mila is docha Shabbos. But mela, all we have is the actual mila. But anything that's not the actual mila is not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar says a chiddush. He says a chiddush. The Gemara will say where he darshens it from, that even machshirei mila are docha Shabbos. Meaning, even if he was irresponsible and didn't bring the knife before Shabbos, afal pikin is allowed to be mechal Shabbos to bring the knife. So that's the machlokas. And Rabbi Elazar is a tremendous kula, because you could not bring the knife, he said you could even make the knife. Now making the knife is machshirei mila. Normally, whenever an essay is docha lo saseh, it's only docha when it actually be kind of the mitzvah. A machshir is not docha lo saseh. Right? Normally that's the case, and that's what the Gemara tells us later in the Perek, and Mustami saw it in Beitza also. There's a din of Be'idna, that you need that Be'idna to come a Aker, Lalav, come a Kaimasei. Normally, if it's only Doche, for the time you're doing the Isser, you actually be Mekai the Mitzvah. But Rabbi Lazar says a tremendous chiddush. They let him make the knife, even though while you're making the knife, you're not being Mekai Mila Bechlal. But Afal Pekin is because there's a custom, and he says Mila has this, we have this tremendous kula here. So Rabbi Lazar is very makel by Mila. Rishonim point out, Tosfos and other Rishonim, L'chaira, even though Rabbi Elezer is so makel, but he does have one requirement. That L'chaira, you can only be Docha Shabbos if there's no way to be Mekayim the Mila without being Docha Shabbos. If you had a way if you have a way to do a beheter, you have a way to get the knife beheter without being Mechal Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to get the knife. And they say this, L'chaira is pretty pashut. Right, it's so partial you really don't need a muck, right? If you just ask Svara Pshuta, right? Someone starving to death. And Baruch Hashem, he comes to a table, finds his food, there's a tuna fish sandwich, and there's a cheeseburger. So you can't say, ah, it's Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Wali Surim. This is my chance, I'll eat the cheeseburger. It's an Irish kind, of course not. So Rishonim point out more Lamdisha. They point out because we have the din of Reish Lakish, which we're going to see soon in the parak. You also saw in Beitza that we only say Esei Docha Losa Sei when it's E after L'Kayim Shneim. If it's after L'Kayim Shneim, if you be B'Kayim that Sei without breaking the Losa Sei, so of course do that. So L'Chaira, that should be true here also. Right? The Gemara later on in Kuflam and Beis, it says Reish Lakish applies across the board. Right? It talks there even about Mila B'Tzaras. Mila B'Tzaras also has a special drasha to tell me that even though you're not allowed to cut off Tzaras, but if there's a baby with Tzaras or Arla, you're allowed to do the bris. And it has a special Tzaras Kassiv for that. It says even though it's a Tzaras Kassiv, but still, Reish Lakish tells us if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you have to do that. So therefore, L'chaira, that's across the board, we don't see anyone arguing with this, that there's a klal, you're only Mechal Shabbos when you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah unless you're Mechal Shabbos. So that's what it's at. Now the other makar, you see this, very stark in Rabbi Eliezer, said that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you can't be Mechal Shabbos, it's not absolutely necessary to keep the Mitzvah. So you see the Gemara in Erevin Kuf Gimel. The Gemara there is talking about bringing the Karban Tamid on Shabbos. If you have the Karban Tamid, you have to bring it on Shabbos. Karbanos, Karban Tamid, Karbanos at Tzibur, Adocha Shabbos. But what if that Karban has a mum on it? It has a yabelas, this growth on it. What are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to cut off the mum in order that you should have an animal to be makir for the Karban? So says Rabbi Eliezer that, yeah, Rabbi Eliezer holds Machshirei Mitzvah Docha Shabbos, the Mela, you would be allowed to cut off that yabelas with a knife in order that you should have a carbon to be makrav on Shabbos. He says, but he says, dafka, if you can't do b'shinui, if it's possible to bite off the yabelas, which would be a shinui, and therefore it would only be nisidra button, it wouldn't be nisidra isa, so Rabbi Lazar said, you have to bite off the yabelas. The Gemara says, why? You hold makshir mitzvah Docha Shabbos. So says the Gemara, kol she'efshel l'shanos m'shanina. If it's possible, so m'shino, not be over Shabbos, so don't be over Shabbos. Why be over Shabbos if it's not absolutely necessary? So that's the... that should be true. So all the Rishonim, so Tosus asks, the first Tosus, so he asks, if so, why does it seem that here we're being mechal Shabbos even when it's not necessary? So Tosus asks the Kasha, where he asks his Kasha first. His first point is to say that what do you have to bring the knife? Rabbi Lazar says you're allowed to bring the knife through Rosh Hashanah in order to do the Mila. He says, why bring the knife to the baby? I have a better idea. Bring the baby to the knife. Bringing the baby to the knife is not an Issur D'Oraisa. That would just be an Issur D'Rabbanan. That's the Gemara we saw in Perek Notel, that Rabbi says you're allowed to, that Minat Torah you're allowed to carry a baby on Shabbos because Chai knows his Atzma. Right? So remember that story about the Tinok? The Tinok with the wallet on it. He says, if you're most of the Tinok, you're not Chai on the Tinok. You're only Chai for the kiss. He says, Chai knows his Atzma. Says Tosfos Kasha. So you see, it's unnecessary. Now the Rishonim, most Rishonim, we didn't see this when we learned Notel because it wasn't so much our Indian then, but the Ramban and other Rishonim at the beginning of the Notel, they say, oh, you see if this Tosfos is wrong. Tosfos is taking the Gemara too pasha. The Gemara says by a baby, Chai knows his Atzma. The Ramban says it's not true. We see from this Gemara that Mesami can't carry the baby. Can't carry the baby. Why? Because not Chai knows his Atzma. And the reason being, Rishonim say, is because Chai knows his Atzma, the Gemara says in Shabbos Tadi Dalet, that's only if a person's kafos. The Gemara says in Tadi Dalet that if a person's tied up, so then if you carry him on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. Because we only say Chai knows his Atzma. The Rabban says we only say Chai knows his Atzma because the Chai can move. A baby could walk, and therefore, it's not Chal Shabbos when you carry the baby, because it's not such a chashav a malach, a lamaisa. Normally, you want to go something with your baby, you hold the baby's hand, and you walk together. You don't have to carry the baby. So therefore, since you don't have to carry the baby, therefore there's not chashivas in the malach, and therefore, it's not an issa d'raisa. But by a tinok, an eight-year-old baby, can't move at all, can't go anywhere. So the mela, it'd be us to carry the baby, so therefore it's us to carry the baby, it's us to carry a knife, you might as well carry the knife, right? The knife is smaller. So don't carry the baby. So that's a machlokus here. In Shulchan Aruch, it seems we go with a more machmer opinion, that you can only rely on Chaim Noser as Atzma if the child's old enough that he can walk himself. Fine. So most of Shulam aren't so bothered by Tosfos' kasha. However, Tosfos has another kasha, and this kasha bothers all the Rishonim. The bigger kasha here is that the Gemara on Amud Beis talks about a case where they forgot to bring the knife, and the case was, it says, that this memory here says that they once forgot to bring the knife, and therefore on Shabbos, when they brought the knife to the Mila, they brought it Derech Gagin Chatzeres and Karfufos. They brought it Bedafka in a way that wouldn't be Chayv on Shabbos. They brought it through Chatzeros, and even though there wasn't an Erev Chatzeros in the Sidur Rabbanon, but they avoided carrying it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because it was Shabbos. So the Gemara says this is not going like Rabbi Eliezer. Because the Fee Rabbi Eliezer, why should they have taken it through the Chatzer? You should have taken it through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because Rabbi Eliezer is Matter carrying the knife to the Mila through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Gemara says the Farish, even though there's another way to bring the knife, a way to bring it that will only be in the Sidur Rabbanan, you bring it through, Rabbi Eliezer says, you should bedafka, bring it through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Shaila is why should this be mutter? If it's after to be Mekayim the Mila without carrying through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, why on earth should he carry it through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So Tosfos says his teretz. Tosfos says his teretz that it's in order to be Mamahar the Mila. Right? The Gemara sounds like Gagin, Zatzeros, Karfufos. Sounds like it's a roundabout way. Right? It's going to probably slow down the Mila a little bit. It's going to be a little bit longer. Take you an extra minute or two. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, that's why you should go through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because you don't want to slow down the Mila. To speed things up, that's a good reason to be Mechal Shabbos. Tosfos doesn't explain why that should be. It seems to be a pella. Right? It's the reason Makdim L'Mitzvos is a nice thing to do. Right? Beginning of Sils Yesharim. Right? It's such a good thing. It's the reason this is such a good midah. But why should we do Chashavas? The Rush says here that's Bechlal. Whenever we say, when Rosh Lakish said that was after L'Kaim Shneim, You can't be over the Isser. He means when you're Efshur to be Mekayim Shneim immediately. I mean, if you could be Mekayim the Esser immediately, Beheter, don't do the Los Aseh. But if you're going to have to push off the Kinyan of the Aseh in order to avoid being over the Los Aseh, the Tosfos Rush says you're allowed to do the Esser immediately, even though you're violating the Los Haseh. Oh, it's just a pella. What's the lumdus? So I saw a nice sefer Avnei Shoham, and he says a beautiful hesver. He says the hesver is, you have to say, is that we're not really understanding Zrizos. Really, there's an aspect of doing a mitzvah fast that's not stam a maila, but be'etzem, when the Torah says do something, you have to do it. Kadosh Baruch says do it. You got to do it. If you don't do it, for that bit of time you're not doing it, you're not listening to the mitzvah. And you're doing something wrong, and therefore, it's considered that you're to be mekayim that say fully, you have to do it immediately. And if it's not stam a chassidish maila, midas chassidish rizos, it's actually part of the mitzvah. It's a fuller theme of the mitzvah to do it right away. So one raya he points out for this is Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that we're mevatel avoda in order to read the Megillah. Megillah, the Maila, pursuing the Sayyid, yeah?
Based on this, would, let's say, Lamaisa, would you be able to drive a motorcycle doing it?
Would you allow to
get it faster?
Yeah. Yeah. All I can say is yes. I'm scared to say that. But look, that's the answer to the question. So, right? Make sure you have the knife exposed so no one's closer to you.
Right. If you have a knife exposed, driving a motorcycle, no one's going to think you're... Just hold the knife to like a fire or
something. Okay. That should be true. So he says like this. It says Megillah is so chashiv that it's mevatel avoda. Mevatel avoda beis hamikdash. What does that mean? That means normally the kohanim in the beis hamikdash, the first thing they do is the avoda. But here, they before avoda, they go to the big shul. They go to the main beis knesses with all the people who are there. Early in the morning, Berov Am, everyone's there to hear the Megillah, and to hear the Megillah with a big persuminisa, they do that even though they're being mevatel the avoda. I mean, they're doing it. So why is that called being mevatel the avoda? What sort of lashon is that? You're going to do that avoda. You're just going to do it a little bit later. Why is that called? Why does Chazal use a strong lashon of bitul avoda? So the chiddush of pshat is Tosfos says that when you push something off, that's called a little bit of a bitul. It's a little bit of a bitul because you're doing it later. But right now, I should have done it right now. I'm not doing it. It's a little bit of a bitul there. The other makar he brings is Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis that the Gemara tells us, asks, why is it that we say halal after shachris? Why don't we say halal after musaf? The days we say halal is musaf, so why don't we wait till after musaf to say halal? And the Gemara says that would be better, because by musaf you have rovam. Right? Rovam hadras melech. You have more people there. You have more people there. Why do you have more people there? Because people slept late then also, and they made it for musaf. So there's a lot of people there, so beautiful. So let's save halal that we should all say together. So it says, no. The Gemara says you shouldn't do it because of Zrizim Makdimim. It's better to do it first rather than doing it in a more honorable Rovam type of way. He said, you see, the pshat is that it's a chelik of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's bechlal, it's going to be docha. It's a little bit, right, a little bit, I don't understand it. Right, because, okay, what do you mean? I know that, right, it's definitely not really true. Do we all wake up and down with Zikin? Like, it's mamish a chiv? Right, Ben Yom Midas HaDin is saying, yeah, but, right, you're allowed to read your newspaper before diving Maariv. No, you get home, you can't read your newspaper. Right, there's nothing like that. There's no it's reason is a maila. It definitely is a maila, but it's not. It's not a real din. How can we say this, man? You know, It's ad kedei kach. It's just very, I just don't understand it. So I thought maybe to say, I wanted to answer with another kasha. Kasha I've always had. You know, there's a din that tadr she'eno tadr tadr kodem. The din in Zvachim, that by mitzvos, you always have to do the mitzvah that's more tadr, or the mitzvah that's more kadosh, different things, but there's mitzvos that one mitzvah has to be done before the other mitzvah. Right, davening, mariv, is tadr, we do it every night. Sfiras Omer is not every night. It's only a part of the year, and therefore the din is you daven mariv before Sfiras Omer. If you want to count Sfiras Omer, just one second. We say, no, you have to daven mariv first. Mariv comes before Omer. So the shayla is, I don't understand it. If I could read my newspaper before mariv, right, so what's so bad if I do Sfiras Omer before mariv? Like, why do things have to, it's a din, right? It's not just the Gemara and Zvachim learned from Sukkim by Karbanos, and it's assumed to be a real din, that you have to do mitzvahs in the right order. Because the more chashuv a mitzvah is mechayiv, the more tadr mitzvah, what's more basic mitzvah is mechayiv, that it should be done first. What do you mean it should be done first? You don't have to do a bechlal. Until the end of it, you have to do the mitzvah, but you can push things off. So there's no din, you can't push things off. So I thought maybe you could say that really you can't push things off. Really, mitzvahs have to be done immediately. But what? But the Torah has rachmanis, and lo nitzah Torah l'malachi ashares, and therefore there's a leeway built in. Every mitzvah has a leeway built in. You're not over the mitzvah until you pass the whole day without doing the mitzvah. There's a leeway built in. But we're people. We're human beings. We don't have to be malachim like that. But if I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm coming to do mitzvahs. So Mel, I'm coming to do mitzvahs, I got to do them in the right order, because now I'm not reading the newspaper, I'm doing mitzvahs. Oh, you're doing mitzvahs. So now, you got to do first thing first, and it's a chiyuv. You're not allowed to do something else first. This is what comes first, because once you're doing, you are chiyuvim. I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm taking care. I'm not reading the paper. Oh, so now you're mechuyiv. And the mail of the chiyuv of Shema comes before the chiyuv of Sfiras Omer. So if you can understand that, maybe you can say it like this. Is that whenever you're making cheshbonos in Torah, there are cheshbonos between mitzvos, you have to go al pi the Seder. That if the Torah says do something, you have to do it. So the Torah says do a mila, and I'm coming to do mila. I'm doing mila. I just have two choices. I can think more about Shabbos, or I can think more about mila. Right? If I think more about mila, I have to do mila right away. So do it right away. Get on your motorcycle. If you're thinking about Shabbos, I gotta be careful. So it tells you, no, mila is docha Shabbos. If mila is docha Shabbos, so any part of mila is docha Shabbos, and memela, the zrizus is a chelik of the mila of the mitzvah. Hashem said, do it, so I have to do it right away, immediately. It's a part of the mitzvah, and therefore, I have to be machshev that more than I machshev Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, and therefore, Badaf, you should bring it through Rishus HaRabbim. That's the right thing to do. If you're doing mitzvahs, do it with zrizus. Efshe is a makar for this. Definitely somewhat of a makar. Yeah.
When do I decide to do the mila on Shabbos? When do I decide, now is the time I'm focusing on mila over Shabbos?
Right. So the way I'm understanding it, the way I'm saying it now, is that whenever I decide I'm doing the mila, pow. Meaning, when I was stopped battling, or whatever, taking care of the baby, or whatever the father's doing, But he's doing things that aren't mitzvahs. Okay, he's allowed to do that. But when he says, okay, let's do mila, you gotta do mila. So that was the Akhiv Shat. I thought to say, you know, mostly because I like saying a little bit of machshava here and there, but also maybe it'll help things go over a little better. I thought after we could say a little more, just al pi drush in Rabbi Eliezer. okay if you give me rishos. Yeah. Binyamin doesn't want to give rishos for Shabbat. But for Rishoschem, I'll just say something. It's okay, it's a little bit far out, but it's interesting. I find it interesting. Rav Elazar is the Tana here who goes overboard with the heter of Mila. It's Rizus in Mila. Mila, no matter what you have to do, if you have to make a knife, you can't push off Mila from Yom Hashmini, and you have to do Bezrizus. So I'll say a Vart. Okay, I'm a little bit embarrassed to say the Vart here, but I think there's really what to say. Okay, there's an interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Eliezer learning Torah. He saw his and heard his Torah, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such beautiful Torah. I want Eliezer to come from me. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, this is a Medrash. This is not an Ari, it's not a Zohar. It's in the Midbar Rab Perek Yutas. Hashem says to Moshe, don't worry, he's going to come from you. As the Pasuk says, that the Shem Echad Eliezer, that Moshe's son was Eliezer. Moshe's second son was Eliezer. Well, okay. Right? So that's, it's almost Kabbalah here, what that means. There's some connection between Moshe's son Eliezer and Eliezer the Tana. Now, Eliezer ben Moshe, what we know about him, the one thing we know about him is Moshe was going with his two sons to Mitzrayim. Eliezer, the baby, didn't have a bris yet, and Moshe started being osek in Iske Malon. He started preparing to the Makom, they started preparing the bedding and the tent and wherever they were sleeping that night, and he didn't take care of the Mila first. Came the Malach Hashem to kill Moshe. Right? You know the whole Maisa. In that Maisa was this Rizus of what it means to push off a Mila. It's interesting, the Gemara in Pesachim with Afdalid, it's quoting, where do we know this Rizus Makdima from? So it says from a Braisa about Mila. It quotes a Braisa about Mila. It says, even though the whole day is kosher for Mila, but it's Rizus Makdima Lemitzvah. So the dinner's reason is said by Mila. It's interesting, there's a Toras Kohanim, Parsha Shlach. It says, Rabbi Eliezer says, where do we know that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? How do we know that Chaviva, a Mitzvah B'Shaita, is so good to do things right away? So he brings a drasha, he says that by Erchin, there's a din by Erchin, you have to give, you make a neder of Erchin, you have to give a certain amount of money to the Beis HaMikdash, but if a person's poor, the Pasuk says they could give a lesser amount, they could give just a shekel. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you see, he gives a shekel. The Mikdash doesn't say to him, oh, wait till you have more money. It says, no, right day, it says, B'yom hahu, he's poor, the Pasuk says, on that day, he's poor, right away he has to give the Erech. Don't wait till you get more money. L'maisa, just give the Erech right now, and you'll be pater. We prefer you, Mekayim, the mitzvah right away, more than pushing it off and doing a better job. Also, I point out, the Gemara in Sukkah Chav Ches, it says, Rabbi Lezer says, why did he live long? Rabbi Lezer says, Miyamai lo kadmuni adam lebeis ha-medrash. He says, no one ever came before me to the Beis Medrash. Okay, that was Rabbi Lezer's Maila. And I'll just tell you one more vart. I saw this from Rav Reuven Margolius in the Sefer and Sotze Ar. So he writes, who's the first Tana mentioned in Shas? Right? The first Mishnah in Brachos, the first name mentioned in Shas is Rabbi Eliezer. He says, why? Because Rabbi Eliezer was always the first one there. And what does Rabbi Eliezer tell you in that first Mishnah? He says, don't think you can say Shema the whole night. It has to be Bashmura Rishona. And Kriya Shema Shal Shach, this is until when? You only have till Nates. Rabbi Eliezer holds you're not Yotzi Kriya Shema unless you say it before Nates every single day. So it's just interesting. That's the Rebbe Lezer we have here, the Mila Mamish and the Zrizis from Mila. Don't waste a second. Go through Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so that's Tosus. Right? Tosus is Mahalach. So most others shown Marcholik and Tosus. And they have different Mahalach. The Rashba says it the most clearly, but it's the Ramban, Ritva Shita Loran, Yair of Chanuch.
How can it be if the whole thing was Zrizis? Then how could it be
that
just whenever you wake up and
decide
to do the Mila, now it's Jesus?
Right. That's good kasha. It's good kasha. I don't know how else to explain it. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you should wake up for a
second. Is that the same as the order of mitzvahs?
I'm understanding that it's a stark and Rebbe Lezer and Milav in Zrizas. But Lamaisa, and he could see Rebbe Lezer himself would hold that way, I don't know. He says everyone has to do mitzvahs before Nate, by Nate. So maybe Rebbe Lezer would also say you have to do the Milav first thing in the morning, crack of dawn. That could be. I'm just trying to miyashev with what we know, that we don't always do things right away. Okay, all right. What to think about?
Zrizus is learned from the Aspen of Rama Boker, waking up early.
Right. No, I'm not knocking Zrizus. I'm just trying to say I just have a hard time because, you know, maybe it's just my own guilt feelings. Like, you know, why do I have a matter at 11:30 at night? So maybe it's not a kasha.
It was also Macher in the basement of Jishno.
What?
It was also Macher in the basement of Jishno.
It was also Macher, yeah. He was the last one to leave, too. Rav Reuven Margolis also shows he's the last Tana quoted in Shas. Okay, and that's whatever he has a chesh. Okay, fine. So let's say the other Rishonim don't go with this. Now, why don't they go with this? It's not 100% clear. The Rashba doesn't go with this. He doesn't explain what his problem was on Tosfos. Does he disagree with the whole premise of Tosfos? He doesn't really speak that out. I thought maybe you can answer from a Rashba and Beitza, Mistama. Some of people saw. There's an interesting Rashi in Beitza that says a little like Tosfos, but against Tosfos. Gemara says in Beitza Daf Ches that if a person shechs on Yom Tov, and now he has to do Kisya Hadam, so the Gemara has a whole Shach Vataria there, but it thinks that Kisya Hadam is an essay and should be Docha Yom Tov, which is a Losa. And therefore, if all he has is these clouds of dirt, and he has to crush up these clouds of dirt through Katisha, Amalacha de rice, in order to grind it up and have dirt. So Mamela, that should be mutter, because that's the chalos to say. So ask the Rashi, he says he doesn't understand. Why does he ask the chalos to say? It's after l'kayim shneim, you can be kayim both of them. How so? Cover the blood, but after Yom Tov. Wait till Motzei Yom Tov. Just wait. This is Kasha. Yeah, I'm told.
Do you eat the meat before you do the dam?
Yeah.
How you do later?
Yeah. Some active in Achilas HaBasa. Push it off. So says now if you're a Tosfos being asked that kasha, so Tosfos is Pashit. It's Rizus. You can't delay a mitzvah. You have to do the Kisya Dam right away, even if you're being overloaded to say. So the Rashba says similar to Tosfos, he doesn't say what Tosfos says. He says because it's an Isra being Mavral on mitzvos. He says, Mavral mitzvah, he says, once you do the pasuk says, v'shachat v'kas v'shecht, you cover. Once you're shechting, immediately, you're osek in that mitzvah, you have to immediately cover the blood, because if not, you're being Mavral mitzvah. That's a din, that a mitzvah that you're osek in, you can't just leave it uncompleted. And it says, if you leave it uncompleted, you might come not to complete it at all, and therefore the Torah is mechayev, that you can't be Mavral mitzvahs, and therefore it's considered that it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shnei. So he says the basic, something like Tosfos, but he doesn't say what Tosfos says. He says, it's because of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos. So I thought actually you could say that this is why he actually doesn't say like Tosfos when he explains our Mishnah, is because Tosfos understands it's just a reason. Just being a little faster in a mitzvah, that's enough to be Docha and Isser. The Rashi will say no. If you're being maver al mitzvah, you're actually actively abandoning a mitzvah that you were osek in and not finishing it. That's such a big problem that it's considered that it's yefshel l'kayim shneim. So that could be why he wasn't happy with Tosfos. It's interesting. I just remember one other gemara that's just interesting. This gemara. Psachim Sam Ches. The Gemara says, not B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer, but the Gemara says, we see Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. We see how good it is to do things right away, because when you bring the Karbanos on Shabbos, you bring the Tamid and the Musaf on Shabbos, so really, the only thing that must be done on Shabbos is really the Shechita and the Zrikas Hadam. But bringing the Amurim and bringing the Evarim, bringing the meat onto the Mizbeach, that really, Midin, you're allowed to do it after Shabbos. You're allowed to do it the whole night. Whenever you bring a carbon, you can't do anything at night. You can't shecht at night or sprinkle blood at night, but you are allowed to bring the meat onto the Mizbeach at night. So why don't you do it at night? So the Gemara says, Afal Pikin, you're allowed to bring that meat onto the Mizbeach in the daytime because Chav Mitzvah V'Shaita. So you see there that we don't say delay finishing off the Karban and do it at night. So that's the Farish Gemara, that we don't push off things to save Shabbos, you don't push it off the night. But the Chor is that Tosus will say it's just because of the regular din of Zerizus, whereas the Rash will say no. So in order to make that din, that it's Eif Shel Kaim Shneim, you need that you're actually being Mavir and Alamitzus. Okay, so the Rashi, in any case, says a different shot, very different shot here. And he says two very important yisodos here. The first yisod he says is you have to know that even though Rish Lakish says that if you could do both of them, it's Yimunato Chisurim, or it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, Yimunato Chisurim, that's dafka when it's possible to completely be Mekayim Daseh without being over in the Los Haseh. Do the Haseh without being over in the Los Haseh at all. So then, the only thing that's matter being over in the Los Haseh is because there's a contradiction between being Mekayim Daseh and being over the Los Haseh. Once there's a contradiction, so the Torah's matter the Isser. But by Mila, he says, you can't resolve the conflict here. The Mila itself is for sure going to be Docha Shabbos. But you can't do a Mila without being Mechal Shabbos. The Maisa Mila is Chil Shabbos. Cutting off the arla is a malacha on Shabbos. So you have to be docha Shabbos. So therefore, it's not considered Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Because whenever you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, Memela, that creates a heter. And it says when it creates a heter, it means that Shabbos itself becomes mutter in front of Mila. It's not just that Mila is more important than Shabbos, so therefore Mila trumps Shabbos. It's that once Mila has to be done on Shabbos, the Torah is matter of the Isser Shabbos in front of Mila. It's Hutra. It says it becomes that this isn't Chil Shabbos. Mila is not Chil Shabbos. The emes is you find this Bechlal, that whenever we say Esi Do Chalosa say, even though you can't be Docha Losa Seh unless there's a contradiction there, unless you have to, but once the essay is Docha Losa Seh, there's no Losa Seh. It's not that essay is winning out over the Losa Seh. Right? There's no Isser being done. This is very befeirish. You're going to meet this, Bez Hashem, if we're all here next year in Yavamis. You're going to get to know this. But there's a Rabbeinu Nissim on Kuf Lam and Beis in our parak in Shabbos. And he's very bothered. He's saying, how do we say Esi Do Chalosa Seh? How are we so makel? Esi Do Chalosa Seh. And all the assume that we say that an essay could be make these fantastic keterim. How does that happen? An essay, it's so weak. Losa Seh is more chamer than an essay. How is that essay so winning? Right? How does Mila win against Shabbos? This is, of course, he says, no, once the halacha is telling you Esi Do Chalosa Seh, he says there's no Losa Seh. Once there is a conflict, there's no losa say. He says that's a tenai in the losa say. That when a losa say, when you're being over the losa say because it's needed to be kaim and a say, it's not a losa say. You're not being over an isser. You know, the halacha is that al pi Torah, if you have tchelis, so you're allowed to wear, if you wear a linen talis, you put tchelis. Even though tchelis is wool, you put tchelis into the talis. Because esi do chalosa say. Right, because I learned that from the Hekish of Shatnes to Tzitzis. You wear it even be Shatnes. So how do you do that? I don't understand. And it's Mutter. The Gemara says, Stam Mutter. I don't understand. Why do you have to wear a linen talus? Wear a wool talus. Like, what are you doing this for? Who are you trying to impress here? Round off one of your corners. You could just do it. So the halach is, yeah, you could just do it. Why? Because in order to there's no way you're wearing this baguette, and when you wear this baguette, there's no way to wear this particular baguette without being over in the Sushatnis. Mamela, as the Dochalosa say, and there's no problem wearing the baguette. You're not being over the Isser of Shatnes. You're not being over the Isser of Shatnes. I mean, once there's a conflict, you're not being over the Isser is just not there. Oh. So, Mamela. Mamela, that's the first part. That there's a Shabbos is being Chutra here. Because once Shabbos is being Chutra, says the Rashba, it's matter of the whole Maisa. Everything that's considered part of the Mila, it's matter. And he says, bringing the knife is a Mila Arechta. This is also the Mila, right? The Mila is taking cutting off the Arla. Cutting off the Arla, you need to bring the knife there. Bring the knife there as a part of the Mitzvah Mila. And therefore, everything that's part of the Mitzvah Mila, he says, it's a Mila Arechta, and the Chutra is matter the whole Maisa. Just explain a little more what he means. Like it's Chedushir, he's saying. The Shitl Ran, the Shitl Ran is the old Ran, before the Musar Rav Kook Ran. So the Shitl Ran, he says, at the beginning of the parak, he says, the reason why you go through Rishus HaRabim is because look what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Yom HaShmini Yimel Basar Olaso. He says, everything that's part of the mitzvah, everything that's a part of being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yimel Basar Olaso, right? You have to take the knife, even if the knife is close, you have to take the knife and bring it to the baby. So it's all part of the mitzvah. Everything that's part of this mitzvah, there's no Shabbos. It's as if there's no Shabbos. There's no Shabbos there. Therefore, even if the two ways are equal, you could go through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or you could go through a Carmelis. Go through a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because the mitzvah, so you're carrying a knife to the Mila. This is not Chil Shabbos. It's not Chil Shabbos. So then, yeah, let's do proud. Let's be proud about this. Let's show off how Chashiv's Mila is, and carry the knife right through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, the one point here that's a chiddush, it's really a chiddush here, is that he's telling you that carrying the knife is part of the Mila. That's a little interesting. Carrying the knife is okay, you were chutra. And he's saying the chutra on the Mila carries over to even the parts of the Mila that you don't have to be mechal Shabbos. That's definitely a chiddush. We'll see the Gemara later. The Gemara says on Shabbos you're even allowed to do the hidra of the Mila, right? To be yotzei Mila, you just have to cut off rove of the Arla, but we didn't hider, you should cut off all of the Arla. So the Gemara says you can be Mechal Shabbos even to all of the Arla. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is because that's a part of the mitzvah. So with Chayra, the Rashba holds that bringing the knife to the Mila, that's also part of the Mila. And therefore, it gets this heter of being Docher Shabbos. So there's one point here that's still a kasha. Still a little bit of kasha here is that what does he mean? His words are Samila Richta. So what exactly does that mean? And then the Rashba goes on to say, if you have a knife to do the Mila, could you make a knife? I have a knife, but I have a Mila on Shabbos and I'm off on Shabbos, so let's use this opportune time to make myself another knife. Right? Go to my furnace and start making another knife. So Rashi says, of course that's Aser, right? Because that's not the Mila. That's just making a knife. That's not called the Maisa HaMila. So this is interesting. How does the Rashi know what's the Maisa HaMila and what's the just a heksher for the Maisa HaMila? The other thing that's interesting is that I mentioned that the Yabelas, taking off the mum from a carbon, so that you have to do a shinui. Why do you have to do a shinui? Because that's not a chelik of the hakrav hakarban. That's not a hakrav hakarban arichta. That's considered as a machsher. It's just something new here. So I thought that was very interesting. Just what's the? How does he know how to do this? So I thought to say, and I have to thank Rav Dov for this. Being Orer yesterday or the day before. that lechayra we could maybe learn this a little bit out from the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza that we just mentioned about Ketishas, the Ketishas Ha'afra. They have this clause of dirt. So it says that there's a din that Essay is only docha losa say if it's be'idna. That you have to, when you're being over the losa say, you have to be being mekayim the mitzvah. So what does that mean? So you could learn dafka when you're actually being mekayim the mitzvah. Kiyum ha-mitzvah. So that l'chayr is not true. Right? That l'chayr is not true. One raya rishonim bring that's not true is a gemara in Eilim Tzias. The Gemara says in Eilim Tzias, the Gemara talks about Esi Do Chalosu, say, the Gemara talks about a Kohen going into a Beis HaKvar. A Kohen sees a lost object in a Beis HaKvaros, and the Gemara has said that the Kohen should be allowed to go into the Beis HaKvaros within Esi Do Chalosu, say, to pick up the Aveda. So the Rambam points out there, this is in Daf Lamed and Bava Metzia, that you're not being Mekayim HaShavas Aveda by going into the Beis HaKvaros. That's only much later when you actually succeed in returning the Aveda. He says, nevertheless, this is a part of the mitzvah. This is part of the action of returning the Aveda. This is going to pick up the Aveda and then returning the Aveda. That's part of the mitzvah. Now, so Rav Dov pointed out to me that the same thing is true. I don't know exactly what you said, Rav Dov, but I'm just, I like learning you. So it's the same thing perhaps is true by Esi Do Chalosu. We see that the Gemara says that if you're kotesh the dirt in order to do Kisei Adam, the Gemara says we don't say Esi Do Chalosu say. Why don't we say Esi Do Chalosu say? Because you know it's not be'idna, right? Because this is not part of the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. You're still sitting in your house crushing dirt. That's not part of Kisei Adam. But it says, if you go on top of the blood, and on top of the blood you crush the dirt, so that while you're crushing it, the mice of crushing it is freeing this dirt, so now it could fall down and land on the blood. So that's considered be'idna. That's considered a mitzvah. So even though the kiyum ha-mitzvah only comes once the dirt is actually covered with the afra, however, l'maisa, what you're doing right now, is part of covering the blood. We could label what you're doing as part of the mitzvah, so that gets a din of the mitzvah, and therefore it's docha Shabbos. So therefore, bringing the knife is a chelik of the mitzvah smila, and since it's a chelik of the mitzvah smila, therefore, it taps into this chutra Shabbos, the fact that Shabbos, more later, has the lashon nitin Shabbos ledachos. By Mila, you could do hider in Mila because it's Nitin Shabbos Ledachos. There was this heter given to Shabbos, and the Torah says Shabbos is such a for Mila. This is part of the Mila. So therefore, even though both ways are equal, you're allowed to go through Rishus Harabim, and therefore you should go through Rishus Harabim to show the Chavivus of Mila. Right? So that's an afkamina. Tosus would say that if the both ways are equal, you have to go the Mutter way, whereas Rabbi Eliezer, whereas Rashba will say that no, as long as what you're doing is not seen as a machshir, but seen as a chelik of the kiyum hamitzvah, so the meila, there's no Shabbos at all. There's mamish no Shabbos there, and therefore you could do the mila lechatchila kan through Rosh Hashanah. All right, okay, all right, Rabbi Say.